This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Don't have to wait. We're here, coming to the rescue. Another good day. A challenge to other broadcasters to make their program sound as much as like my program as they can. But they can't do that because I'm not there, and Richie's not there, and Kenny's not there. The fellow who has established himself as an expert, homeland security expert, and an asset protection professional, has a broad range of experience in trying to help people in a crisis situation. We're going to talk about Ebola with his Don Rondeau. That's how he pronounced the name, right, Richie?
Yep, that's it.
Chief of Security for the embassies of the state of Kuwait in Qatar. I always wonder, Qatar, is that how you pronounce
Qatar.
It? You Qatar?
Yeah.
Why'd they spell it that way? C-U-T-T-E-R instead of Q.
Let's go talk to them about that. Yeah, maybe we can get them to change it.
Anyway, Ebola. Anyway, all things Ebola. Here's what you need to know today. New York City officials are retracting. No, they aren't.
They're trying to retract.
Excuse me. One mistake deserves another one. One good mistake deserves another one. They aren't retracting anything. They're retracing the movements of the doctor who returned to New York from West Africa, who was tested positive for the Ebola virus. First diagnosed case
shock.
In the city. His name is Craig Spencer. Came back from treating Ebola patients in Guinea on the 17th of the month. He's 33 years old. Developed a fever, nausea, pain, fatigue. He is now in isolation at Bellevue. Volunteer. Here's thanks for your volunteering. You got Ebola, and maybe you'll die.
You know,
thanks
God
very
bless
much for coming
over and trying to help.
Yep.
But man, we've got to have a better system than this.
Yep. And speaking of that, Richie, government's responding. The response to it taken up by the World Health Organization and also by a House committee in Washington. Britain says it will sharply increase its funding to fight the disease. Now, because there are more people getting it, and it's spread to Mali, M-A-L-I, another country, the sixth West African country to confirm having a case there. There are a number of people who have given money, countries standing up, then there are individuals who have lots of money who are giving, didn't we figure it was $25 million, wasn't it, from Zuckerberg?
I think it was, yeah.
Something right. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Here's this girl in Ebola. There are 43 people who have been in contact with her who are now out of the country. See, that's what it is. It's not necessarily those who, I mean, it's bad that people get it, but then trying to find the people that you've been, those people who are on the airplane, for example. You know how many airplanes they have taken out of service? There are dozens of airplanes that aren't in service because they're trying to make sure that, because they were known to have carried somebody who's got Ebola.
There, Duncan, I think, that plane flew five more flights before they finally pulled it out of service.
Right.
So now they're having to monitor everybody that was on that plane.
Yep. Wall Street stock futures slightly lower. European indexes are down. Asian shares ended up mixed. The reason that I wanted to tell you that is because this week has been volatile. This month has been volatile. This month, Richie's going to roll his eyeballs back a little bit here. If you understand astrology, and see what I say, there it is. Astrology would tell you, understanding where the planets are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that this has been a very challenging month. Duh. You need an astrologer to tell you that.
Right.
I'm going to bet in your personal lives, many of you have had struggles as well. The country is struggling. The planet is struggling. I think there's an eclipse, if I'm not mistaken. And all of these things, like it or not, or believe it or not, there are things that come together in sort of a confluence. And I'm going to bet, you can respond or not if you'd like, 888-302, Doug, tell us your story if you want to. I'm going to bet that many of you have had personal problems, maybe at work, maybe with the spouse, maybe with your children, in general, family stuff, that has been volatile. And it speaks to the volatility of what's going on in the world. I mean, look at that craziness in Canada. Look at the craziness in the Middle East. Look at the craziness in our country. You think that just happens? I don't know that it, I don't know enough about the energy that goes across the universe. But I'm telling you, universe aside, in America and in, on this planet, the energy is very interesting and very much connected. We are all connected, especially with more and more people on the planet. There's more and more chance for connectivity. And a lot of it has been bad, just plain bad. November and December are kind of iffy months for a lot of people in a lot of situations. And then it gets, if you want, if you believe the astrological forecasts in general and specifically, the next year is going to be much better than this year. All right?
Thank God. Get that going for me.
And there you go, Richie. That's going for you. In a moment, we're going to meet Don Rondeau, see if we can find out some things that we don't know about how to protect yourself.
Well,
how do they identify potential
with regard to security issues?
Right. How do we secure the country if we're smart?
Or would somebody try to use it as a weapon?
Are you going to try to scare people with that question?
No. Hopefully we're going to try and
dispel.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But we'll see.
And we will. 13 and change after the hour on Good Day.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
The chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/Ebola.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dum 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 dum. I know, I'm just sort of getting quickly into one of those phases, Richie. Don Rondeau, what a great name. First of all, Don, congratulations on having such a great name. Don Rondeau.
It flows, it rhymes.
It does, yes.
I would agree with that, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Good morning.
All right, the author of Red Teaming, the Don L. Rondeau Method. What's that?
You know, some time ago, I you know, experienced a great deal of success in identifying tactics and targets of some of our nation's adversaries. And so I went through the process, Doug, of analyzing how I was able to achieve that success, and then I published a blueprint for others to follow.
Really? So it's your fault that the bad guys get into the embassy then?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'll be frank, you know, they're often the case. It's everyone who's charged with protecting the homeland, you know, we certainly take responsibility for when we fail, but there are those of us who kind of have successfully identified vulnerabilities but have yet to figure out a way to get other people to listen in a timely fashion.
Hello, it's ding, 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 called politics, Mr.
Rondo. It's called a fence around the White House.
Yeah, no, it's, well, anyway, so how'd you come, you traveled extensively, you are working as a consultant, which is code for contractor for the Department of Homeland Security and other governmental agencies. What's your background?
You know, former military, former security guy, found my way working for some of, you know, our nation's friendly Middle Eastern relationships pre-September 11th. Post-September 11th, was charged with directing a host of transportation security initiatives. Ultimately, that led me to serve as the director for what may have been the first post-September 11th Information Sharing Analysis Center. If you recall, out of the 9/11 report, there were calls for enhanced information sharing, and I was tapped to lead one of those efforts. Had a great team of analysts, and so, you know, we looked at everything and analyzed everything for all hazards approach, everything from hurricanes to threats of terrorism, and we were successful. We identified people, places, and things that were legitimately dangerous to the country, and I may add, without trampling the rights of Americans.
So, Don, is Ebola dangerous to the country in any kind of a threat?
Political way. Can somebody use it against us in sort of like a warlike action?
Well, you know, we have to, the short answer is yes. The follow-on is it would be difficult, but certainly not impossible. And, you know, one of the things that I don't advocate is kind of haphazardly putting these things out there and letting people panic about them. And I think that's kind of what the administration is trying to do, trying to reel this in a bit and minimize any undue panic. I always believe that the best way to do that, though, is to keep people informed, have a great crisis communication plan in place, and to let people know that you are aware of your vulnerabilities and have mitigated your exposure to them. And that's where I think we still have an opportunity. So, you know, right now on the CDC website, Ebola is listed as a bioterrorism agent. There's a significant history, a human history, of using germs in as a biowarfare and bioterrorism. And so we can't say that it can't happen, and we know that people contract it by accident. So certainly there's the ability to contract it as a result of some.
So what do we need to do to protect? Is there anything? How do you do a protection thing for something like that?
Well, I think the best thing we can do right now is limit access to our nation by those who are infected with or may purposely try to infect an American citizen.
Seems like common sense, doesn't it? But yet the political realities are, oh, we can't do that. Of course you can do it.
If Homeland Security asked you, would you shut down the borders from any African country right now that has Ebola?
Well, I think that's where we have to start. And then we can certainly look to open the borders up and look for ways to ensure that we're not unduly harming anyone or any nation. But I think at some point, you know, you have to work to contain the Ebola virus. And you have to do that absolutely, and you have to do that without regard for people's feelings and political wants, because at the end of the day, nothing is worse than watching a person be infected who should not have been infected. And so you can make the argument that, you know, if we don't effectively shut down the borders or put in place this kind of what amounts to shutting down the borders, and that you can
do
that
contain it at all.
Security expert Don Rondo here discussing how to handle the Ebola expert from that point of the Ebola epidemic from that point of view. Thanks, Don.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Last night you were unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
They say a man who represents himself has a fool for a client. Well, with God as my witness, I am that fool.
What are you doing?
Who's your costume?
This is my costume. I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got my microphone. Yeah. It'll be heard, I guess, yeah.
Oh, it's Adam. It usually helps.
Adam's Family Groove by MC Hammer from the movie that was number one during the Halloween season in 1991, The Addams with two D's, The Addams Family. Addams Family Groove.
What do you think?
Chuck Hammer had a massive, it was a big hit.
Yep. So, Chucker, what do you remember most about the Addams Family? Wasn't there an Addams Family Values movie or something like that?
That was the sequel. I thought the sequel was better. The first film I liked, but it's sort of, it doesn't have much of a story, but it's well made.
Yeah.
It has a very good cast. The sequel is a lot more fun. I thought they really got it right in the sequel.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, so, let me ask you a question.
Dr. Okay, Trevor, a question, yes.
Do you have a favorite horror film?
No.
Not at all.
Yes.
My favorite is not going to see. What are you going to tell him, Richie?
Ghost. I told you guys about this yesterday. Ghost Story with Fred Astaire and Wilford Brimley.
Oh, okay.
You remember that?
Sure do, yeah.
You're answering for me or you're answering for yourself?
I'm answering for myself.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought he was talking to me.
Because it's just good old-fashioned storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all of the effects and the gore. It's just good old-fashioned storytelling, and it'll scare the bejesus out of you.
Yeah. All right, so let's have a little scary time. Scary time. All right, so we have movies, and more movies this weekend. Would you consider this to be a good weekend for movie releases?
Well, two movies open nationwide, one goes wide. The first is John Wick, a well-reviewed action film starring actor Keanu Reeves. Doug, Keanu Reeves, I believe, is 50 years old, and the guy looks another day over 40. Looks really good. It's a big film, I think, in his later stages now of his career. As if this does box office, it'll sort of revive him, I think, in the business. Also opening is Ouija, which is a short term for Ouija board, a PG-13 horror film geared to teens. And St. Vincent with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy goes into a wide release. I'm going to go see it tonight. I'll let you know what I think about that one on Monday. And one other bit of news, I was sort of surprised to read this yesterday, that before Neil Patrick Harris got the gig for the Oscars this year, the Academy asked Chris Rock, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Ellen DeGeneres before him if they wanted to host. All three turned the gig down and went to Neil Patrick, who accepted.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. I don't know why they would have went. Well, Ellen DeGeneres did a good job last year. I wouldn't have went back. Chris Rock, a little surprising. He did it once before. Surprised they'd go to that well again. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I think, would have been an interesting and a good pick, though.
All right, did you hear that Christian Bale did not have to audition for the role of Steve Jobs in the Apple Inc. movie?
Am I surprised at that? No, not at all, because, I mean, who wouldn't want Christian Bale to play Steve Jobs? It's going to be written by Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
This will be a pretty interesting film when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. It was, I think when you get right down to it, there are parts that are written oftentimes, you hear that, for various people. Like he said, Sorkin wrote the president's part for Martin Sheen. Remember that when he was
right.
The West Wing
exactly.
Was very popular.
Christian Bale would be great in that movie.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
All right. DiCaprio wanted it, actually, but they wouldn't give it to him. Thought that was great.
Christian Bale's a better pick for that movie.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
I never was counting but a football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
Good day, hello. Great, 7 before the new hour, that'd be 33 after the hour. Am I mumbling? I don't want to mumble. I've taken to speaking a little bit more softly and carrying a bigger stick, Richie. I think that's probably
that?
More effective. Well, because I want to have different emphasis on what it is that I'm discussing with you and the rest of the minions who are listening to the Good Day program. Rich McFadden controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, making the world a better place. So the lunar... Yes, lunar. If you look up the etymology of the word lunar, Richie...
I am right now.
You will find that it refers to the moon. La luna.
The word derives from lunaticus,
mm-hmm.
meaning of moon or moonstruck.
Right. So, how would that apply to the lunatic, the lunatics among us?
No, you're there.
Thank you. All right, anyway... So the sky show, if you were on the East Coast, you didn't see it because of the rain. You have had, you took a cloudy skies in Washington, or have things cleared up?
It's cleared up.
Yeah, cleared up. All right, it's windy. Clearing up here later on today. But
windy and kind of warm.
Yeah. So the solar eclipse, it was partial, as I say. Sunset and the moon clipping the sun, making it look like a sort of fingernail, as it set across most of the country. People up in Canada said it was beautiful. People living in the central time zone had the best view, actually. Hawaii didn't get in on it at all. And so that is the reason I tell you the story, is because that's affecting how you are. Like it or not, believe it or not, I said and I maintain with firmness that this is the sort of thing that is responsible in part, however it happens, however energy works, for the craziness that's going on. This New York City police guy, or police attack with a guy in an axe, I don't even really want to talk about it, but this is, again, the craziness. And if that's not crazy enough, the news about Honey Boo Boo. It's a really...
No, we can't go a day without Honey Boo Boo news.
Wow, we haven't talked about Honey Boo Boo for a long time.
Before you move on there, you know what disease, basically, the term lunaticus was invented for?
No.
Epilepsy.
Really?
Yeah.
How? Well, I mean, what would be the
They thought it was a madness. They didn't realize what it was, and they thought it was a madness.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that things like rheumatism, fevers, and epilepsy were caused by the moon.
You have the same thing with your voice as I do. Is it? It's got to be allergies. Kenny, how's your voice? Your voice okay? Or are you getting affected by the dryness? And the
allergies? I think so.
Yeah. And we all sound like we're... Okay, so even though this would be normally a television story, I'm going to do the TV news in a few minutes because Jennifer's not here, and I never mess with her when she's doing TV news.
Right, no, never.
Work on this. The future of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo in jeopardy after a new report claims that her mother is in a relationship with a convicted child sex offender.
Oh, boy.
June Shannon... romantically involved with a man who was recently released from the big house, a registered sex offender in Georgia.
How did you not see something like this coming with this show?
Yeah, this is just... All right, but I'm on to the lunacy thing, all right? What else is happening that's critically crazy? All right, what about the sorts of things... Do you know they're still searching for Flight 370? There's a trip today, the transportation minister in Malaysia announcing, along with the U.S. Transportation Secretary, that they are seeking $60 million to support the continuing hunt for the plane and the problems the airline is having after the plane was blown up over, Ukraine.
We have to have answers.
Yeah.
If we don't have answers, we will always be fearful of, could this happen to us? Where else will this happen? So they have to find an answer.
Yeah. All right, so here's something.
No matter how many billions of dollars it costs.
Yeah, right. Let's keep spending and find the... We're not going to find it out. Anyway, and... this is the capper.
You still think it's not there.
What?
The airplane. It's not at the bottom of the ocean.
I don't think it's in
the,
no, not at
it's
all.
In, it's sitting on a tarmac in Diego Garcia, right?
Someplace. I don't know if they are not there because it's too easy to take pictures in Diego. But it's someplace on the ground. China today launches an experimental spacecraft to fly around the moon. Fly me to the moon.
Fly me to the moon.
Let's see. It's going out to the moon, coming back to Earth because China... wants to send an unmanned space trip to the lunar surface. So they're going to try shooting an orbital spacecraft around, the same as we did in 1969. Welcome to the world, China. This is an eight-day program, test run for a mission that aims to have a Chinese spacecraft land on the moon, get samples. What are they going to find that we haven't already found?
Right. Go to the Smithsonian, China.
Right,
you can find it all over there. Save you a few million miles.
Right. So the United States has had people on the moon, as we know. Russia's had a satellite, or they've had some kind of a... They put some kind of equipment on the moon.
They sent a monkey to the moon, right?
Right, exactly. All right, so that's... I'm just focusing on the crazy stuff. And this may be the craziest of them all. The so-called Hunt for Red October. Remember that great movie with Sean Connery?
Officially, one ping. And one ping only.
So the Swedes think that there is a Russian sub off their coast someplace. Why that's a big deal, why that's a surprise to them, I don't know. But they spent all week looking for it. They've given up now because they can't find it. But it was a big international thing. Like, it's something new? The Russians got 200 miles off the coast of Boston is a Russian submarine, for God's sakes. There are Russian submarines off the coast of Miami right now. Off the coast of Rio, or, I mean, off of the coast of Brazil, off the coast of China, off the... You name it, there are Russian subs there. And guess what? American subs are off the coast of Russia, China, any place where there may be trouble, there are American subs patrolling all the time. So I didn't quite get the gist. Kenny, did I miss something? What were they looking for other than they just wanted to know whether there was a sub... Off there, there were some indications, radar or some kind of tracking devices that suggested that...
Well, this thing was right off the coast.
Well, right. It was not in the international waters. It was
was taken on one of the islands. I mean, there's a guy standing right on the edge of one of the islands, and this thing's 200 yards away.
Mm-hmm. So, wave hello, everybody. Get your picture taken. Get out the iPhone. take a shot. This date in history. United Nations celebrating 69 years. It is the biggest source of crackpot. You're talking about lunacy. You want to? I've been to the UN pretty much every year for the past, what, Richie, 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
Do a broadcast from there once a year. It is a lunatic asylum there. You look around, it looks like the bar at Star Wars. Some of the people, their garb, and they're all trying to look more important than the next person. And most of them are low-level flunkies that are just there pushing paper. But yet, they're at the United Nations. And by the way, an assignment to the UN in many of these smaller countries is very prestigious.
You just live in New York instead of Mumbai.
Yeah, right. All right. So anyway, United Nations Charter took place this date, 1945. Also, this date, 1929, Black Thursday. Remember the Wall Street investors panicking? Stockbrokers sell, sell, sell. 13 million shares traded hands that day. Stock market crash followed on the 29th of October. It was the beginning of a really bad 3 or 4 years in America. And go back to 2008, boys and girls. The beginning of a really bad time for most of us, or many of us in America. It wasn't a depression. It was called a recession. For those of us who are in the advertising business, trust me.
Yeah.
It was a depression. And
what's
we
the
still
difference?
Haven't crawled out. Anniversary of the opening of the experimental prototype community of tomorrow. What's that called?
Epcot.
You got it. Richie, you're so smart. There we are. Epcot, 1982.
I've been there many times.
It's really fascinating.
It's a neat place.
And they keep up with the technology. Great place to bring children to have them inspired.
You know, coming up next month is their annual food and wine festival.
Really? Who thinks going
to
be there?
God, man, I'd love to go to that.
You go to each different world,
and they have all the wines and all the foods of those worlds. It's neat.
Right. Opening of the George Washington Bridge, 1931. And there was a big traffic jam going into New Jersey on that day. Somebody... Chris Christie.
Imagine being the first guy to drive across that thing.
Mm-hmm. And look down.
You go first. I'll meet you on the other side.
The bridge is being painted still. Do you know that there are...
Well, it's constantly being painted.
Exactly. There's a full-time crew.
They never stop painting it.
They have a four... And the same with the San Francisco Bay Bridge. I don't know, down in Tampa when they have the big... That's all concrete. But the two older big span bridges like San Francisco and New York, they have crews, four or five guys on... That's their job.
We had the Bay Bridge in Maryland, and it's always...
How'd you like to be up on the top of one of those, the anchor ends, on a windy day? How'd you like to be up there? I've gotten my body has just gone into a chill just thinking about what it's like to be up there. I was thinking about flying the plane last week and how it felt to be, you were safe here in the cockpit of a plane.
You never told me about the plane lesson.
Well, were you not here the day? No, you went to...
I was away in Turks and Caicos.
Right, yeah. It was a great experience.
You liked it.
I did like it. I was scared. Well, not scared. Scratch scared. I wasn't scared.
It's basically like you're in a Chevy Chevette, and all of a sudden you're a mile in the air.
Right. Yeah. Looking around, there's a big bubble around. It was all glass. The cockpit is a new plane. All glass. So you could look around and see everything. Flew over the farms.
Did you get the stick?
I did get the stick. Up and down, I did the trim. I did the, mostly when you're in the air, you don't need your feet. It's just all the stick.
How long were you up?
About an hour, a little short of an hour.
Cool.
And flew all over this part of Massachusetts. And really, looking at things from the sky, I'm flying over the farm, looking at the houses.
Did you get video?
I have a disc. And I guess, Kenny, I would send it to you. So you can upload. I think we ought to upload. I don't know how else. Can I upload it in my computer and send it to you?
Sure, yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll figure out.
Very cool. I want to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're screaming.
I wasn't screaming. I was sweating. I did. I sweated.
You going to do it again? Or is it one and done?
No, I'd like to do it again.
Okay.
Yeah. Call me in 10 years or so. Sign up for it. 14 before the hour. Television report next. News on the next Sharknado.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Pop quiz, kid.
You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Granger. Granger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Television time. Good day. Okay, the ratings for the World Series so far. First game drew 12.2 million viewers, making it the lowest rated game one on record. Game two, which left the best of seven series for the Kansas City Royals, even.
Nobody cares about the Giants. They've been there, whatever, that's cool. So, and then Kansas City, small market team.
Yeah.
Everybody's pulling for him, likes them, but it's not going to draw big viewership.
Yeah, right. Okay. Sharknado 3's location has been revealed, Kenny.
It's going to be at your house.
Ever? No, Richie's going to be at your house.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Washington.
Sharknado is going to stretch from Washington to Florida. They're going to call it the Feast Coast.
Love it.
That's beautiful.
Good. Maybe we'll eat up a few of these congressmen and senators that we want to get rid of.
Why can't you see that? As a shark coming out of the sky, gobbling up some Joe Biden gets eaten by a shark. How's that?
Love it.
The Roosevelts have earned PBS the largest audience they've had in 20 years. Bigger even
than what
Ken Burns did before. Yep. Bigger than Downton Abbey, which is the most successful drama that they've had on since the old shows that were... what was the cop's name in England? I forget. Anyway, 7 episodes of the Roosevelts aired last month, drew an average audience of 9.2 million, which is big for PBS. CSI in the news because it may be over. The 15th season of CSI, only 18 episodes instead of 22. That's what the networks do when they're planning on replacing a show. And there's a new CSI show anyway called Cyber, which is set to start in the summertime after the last Mentalist going away at 10 o'clock after the season. And they're going to put in a new CSI there Sunday at 10.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to
Let's get to travel time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. You can check out his vitals. And sometimes when I talk to him, I wonder if he has any vitals. Let's get his blood pressure and see how he is today. Best Fare deals. How do you get miles by shopping? We're going into the holiday season. Can you get them when you buy things at Amazon? Can you get them when you go to Macy's? How do you get miles? Well, Tom's going to help you out, get some free travel info. Free travel info about free travel. Up next here on Good Day.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
Perhaps you've heard Tom Parsons on the Good Day program previously using the term force majeure. How does that work? What do people need to know about using that if they have a ticket and they have a problem?
Well, it's actually the force majeure is usually something like an act of God, something like a major hurricane, snowstorm. Maybe there's flooding in a different area the airlines can't get, windstorms. So when an airline cancels a flight or they just can't go into the market, then you become protected under the force majeure. Usually the airline must cancel your flight first, but then you're entitled to, like if you have a non-refundable ticket, it's one of the few times you can get all your money back if the airline cancels your flight due to bad weather or something that order.
Yeah, okay, so that's how that works. Today, we start a program understanding how to get people more miles. Is this true for every airline? If you're shopping at Amazon, for you, I use a particular credit card.
You don't actually go to Amazon. What happens is, like American, Delta, United, East Southwest Airlines, Virgin America, they all have these shopping portals. You can probably just go and say American Airlines shopping, Google it, and it'll take you to their website. If you're a frequent flyer number, it'll ask you, a frequent flyer member, it'll ask you to enter it. Then it'll take you to a page, and sometimes there's up to 800 different stores that you can go to. I mean, like this month I know Nordstrom's is on the American Airlines site, but they're giving you 10 times the points as long as you buy it through that portal. And so if you spend $250 at Nordstrom's, you'll get maybe a 2,500, you'll get 2,500 frequent flyer miles. If you have an affinity card with the airline, using that too by charging, it gives you another point, so there's ways to maximize it. Same thing applies to Southwest. They're using, I think, their 10 points. I mean, you can actually get up to 30 points. So during the holidays, they even get more aggressive. And watch each one of the airlines. Some of them say if you spend $250 this month on, or this year, or during this Christmas season, you may have to sign up a special place, but they'll give you another 2,500 or 3,000 bonus points just for doing that. So over the holidays, if you want, like me, I like to shop on the internet. And if that portal's there, it can be Home Depot to Lowe's to Sears to Macy's, whoever. There's tons of people out there, and if you're shopping directly with the company and not through the airline's websites, then you're probably throwing away air miles.
All right, what's the impact? Give us 30 seconds on the impact of Ebola on travel, both domestically and internationally.
Domestic, I'm not sure. We're getting too much of a bang on, too much on that, except the, but international, even Europe, I think, is getting affected. We are seeing the more people saying, I'd rather be close to home than we'd rather be stuck in Europe or, and look what happened. I think we just found one in New York City or New York yesterday.
Doctor, and
scary out there.
Yeah, it is. Don't panic, but take advantage of the opportunities if they present themselves. And I'm betting if you check out bestfares.com, you'll see some really good deals. Check out the deals for Doug Steffen listeners as well with the Tom's picture in the contributors box at DougSteffen.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.